Unit 1. Life codes. Blood groups and palm lines. 2. Palm reading. 1. Hans and Wang are talking about a book on palm reading. Listen to the first part of the dialogue and answer the following questions. Hi, Wang. Where are you heading? You are always a busy bee.
Hi, Hans. I'm going to the library to get my book renewed. It's really fantastic, and I want to keep it longer.
It must be very interesting. What's it about?
It's about the art of reading the lines on people's palms.
Come on. You believe that?
I used to doubt it, but now, like the other girls in my dormitory, I really enjoy the explanations the book offers. The mysterious lines, according to the book, can show your health condition and relationship with friends and so on.
Girls are girls. So what about you? Are you as healthy as you actually look, according to the book?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I have become crazy about the book.
Hi, Wang. Where are you heading? You are always a busy bee.
Hi, Hans. I'm going to the library to get my book renewed. It's really fantastic, and I want to keep it longer.
It must be very interesting. What's it about?
It's about the art of reading the lines on people's palms.
Come on. You believe that?
I used to doubt it, but now, like the other girls in my dormitory, I really enjoy the explanations the book offers. The mysterious lines, according to the book, can show your health condition and relationship with friends and so on.
Girls are girls. So what about you? Are you as healthy as you actually look, according to the book?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I have become crazy about the book.
3. Palm reading. 2. Hans and Wang continue their dialogue. Listen to the second part of the dialogue, then fill in the blanks. Prove it to me, then.
No problem. 3 lines on your palm are the most important.
What are they?
Look, the first line, starting from the side of my little finger and ending at the lower part of the first and middle fingers, shows the condition of the digestive and breathing systems. It is long, clear, and has a reddish color. It shows that I am healthy.
Are you serious? So, what about the other lines?
This line, we name it line 2. It starts from between the thumb and the first finger and stops at the midline of the third finger. It shows the condition of the nerves.
What kind of line am I supposed to have?
You are supposed to have a long enough, clear, reddish and a little bit droopy line. If this line of yours is too straight, you might be stubborn and impatient. You may also be likely to have heart disease. Then, the last important line, line 3, has the same jumping-off point as line 2. It goes around the thumb. It shows your energy, ability, and general health.
How do I know I'm fit?
You are fit if it is thick, deep, and thin at the end. If it starts 2 spaces higher than line 2, very often you will be brave. Otherwise, you will lack confidence. What's more, if this line is unusual, you're likely to have tumors. Fortunately, I've got perfect lines 2 and 3.
What a book. Hey, do me a favor and tell me more about my lines, okay?
No way. Only if you treat me to a coffee.
Prove it to me, then.
No problem. 3 lines on your palm are the most important.
What are they?
Look, the first line, starting from the side of my little finger and ending at the lower part of the first and middle fingers, shows the condition of the digestive and breathing systems. It is long, clear, and has a reddish color. It shows that I am healthy.
Are you serious? So, what about the other lines?
This line, we name it line 2. It starts from between the thumb and the first finger and stops at the midline of the third finger. It shows the condition of the nerves.
What kind of line am I supposed to have?
You are supposed to have a long enough, clear, reddish and a little bit droopy line. If this line of yours is too straight, you might be stubborn and impatient. You may also be likely to have heart disease. Then, the last important line, line 3, has the same jumping-off point as line 2. It goes around the thumb. It shows your energy, ability, and general health.
How do I know I'm fit?
You are fit if it is thick, deep, and thin at the end. If it starts two spaces higher than line two, very often you will be brave. Otherwise, you will lack confidence. What's more, if this line is unusual, you're likely to have tumors. Fortunately, I've got perfect lines two and three.
What a book. Hey, do me a favor and tell me more about my lines, okay?
No way. Only if you treat me to a coffee.
5. What your blood type says about your personality. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Type O. You are the social butterflies. Often popular and self-confident, you're very creative and always seem to be the center of attention. You make a good impression on people, and you're often quite attractive. Organized and determined, your stubbornness will help you reach your goals. You make good leaders. O is most compatible with O and AB. Common career choices: banker, politician, minister, investment broker, and pro athlete. Type A. Type A's may seem calm on the outside, but inside you're filled with anxiety and worry. You're perfectionists and often shy and sensitive to color and your surroundings. You are stable and thoughtful. You make good listeners. You like to be fashionable and are up on the latest trends, but never flashy. You like romantic settings and often shun reality for fantasy worlds. A is most compatible with A and AB in the love department. Common career choices: accountant, librarian, economist, writer, and computer programmer. Type B. You can be very goal-oriented and often complete the ambitious tasks set before you. Outgoing and very charming, you're good at reading people and providing support. Though critical of appearance, but not your own, you aren't picky and are unlikely to dwell upon the little things. Type Bs often create their own path in life. You're very strong and optimistic. B is most compatible with B and AB lovers. Common career choices: cook, hairdressers, military leader, talk show host, and journalist. Type AB. Not surprisingly, ABs can be quite dualistic, possessing both A and B traits. You may be shy and outgoing, and hesitant and confident. You often stand out from others and are nice and easygoing. You are logical and determined to do things correctly. Usually trustworthy, you like to help others. You often speak in a serious manner. Your patience, concentration, and intelligence are admirable. AB can find a soulmate with any other blood type. Common career choices: bartender, lawyer, teacher, sales representative, and social worker.
7. Read me. Stress and intonation. Listen to 5 ways Saturday's read, and then match them with their interpretations.
1. Saturday.
2. Saturday.
3. Saturday.
4. Saturday.
5. Saturday. Animal years and constellations. 2. The origin of the Chinese animal years. 1. John and Laura are talking about the coming Lunar New Year. Listen to the first part of the dialogue and answer the questions. The first part of the dialogue.
Hello, Laura. Long time no see.
Hi, John. Glad to see you again. How are you doing now?
Very well, thanks. Our Chinese Lunar New Year is just around the corner. Got any plans for the winter vacation?
Yeah, we're going to visit Lijiang River in Guilin. I was told it's wonderland for tourists. By the way, which year is this according to your lunar calendar? I'm so interested in Chinese culture and the like.
Oh, This year is the year of the monkey, and next year will be the year of the rooster.
How interesting! Can you tell me more about your animal years? They're so different from ours.
Hello, Laura. Long time no see.
Hi, John. Glad to see you again. How are you doing now?
Very well, thanks. Our Chinese Lunar New Year's just around the corner. Got any plans for the winter vacation?
Yeah, we're going to visit Lijiang River in Guilin. I was told it's wonderland for tourists. By the way, which year is this according to your lunar calendar? I'm so interested in Chinese culture and the like.
Oh, this year is the year of the monkey, and next year will be the year of the rooster.
How interesting! Can you tell me more about your animal years? They're so different from ours.
3. The origin of the Chinese animal years. 2. Zhang and Laura continue their talk. Listen to the second part of the dialogue and fill in the blanks to complete the conversation. No problem. The Chinese lunar calendar dates back to as early as 2637 BC and comprises 5 cycles of 12 years each, with a complete cycle lasting 60 years. Each of the 12 years was assigned an animal. As legend has it, only 12 animals came to bid farewell to the Buddha before he left the earth. As a reward to these 12 animals, the Buddha named a year after each one in the order that they arrived.
So what are these animals, and in what order did they arrive?
They're the rat, the ox, the tiger, the rabbit, the dragon, the snake, the horse, the sheep, the monkey, the rooster, the dog, and the pig.
Amazing! I was told every animal has a different personality, and you can also tell people's future from their animal year.
Seems so. You see, I'm a horse, and horse people are said to be very independent and passionate and like to help others. What about your star signs?
We also have 12 signs, but not all of them are animals. Depending upon the date of birth of a person, a sign is given to that person. Those born under any one of the 12 signs will show certain characteristics that have something to do with it.
So which star sign are you?
I was born on the 17th of April. I'm an Aries. Aries people need to keep physically busy.
And you do. No problem. The Chinese lunar calendar dates back to as early as 2637 BC and comprises 5 cycles of 12 years each, with a complete cycle lasting 60 years. Each of the 12 years was assigned an animal. As legend has it, only 12 animals came to bid farewell to the Buddha before he left the earth. As a reward to these 12 animals, the Buddha named a year after each one in the order that they arrived.
So what are these animals, and in what order did they arrive?
They're the rat, the ox, the tiger, the rabbit, the dragon, the snake, the horse, the sheep, the monkey, the rooster, the dog, and the pig.
Amazing! I was told every animal has a different personality, and you can also tell people's future from their animal year.
Seems so. You see, I'm a horse, and horse people are said to be very independent and passionate and like to help others. What about your star signs?
We also have 12 signs, but not all of them are animals. Depending upon the date of birth of a person, a sign is given to that person. Those born under any one of the 12 signs will show certain characteristics that have something to do with it.
So which star sign are you?
I was born on the 17th of April. I'm an Aries. Aries people need to keep physically busy.
And you do.
5. Chinese horoscope. Read the passage about the Chinese horoscope and do the exercises.
The Chinese horoscope is quite different from the European one, but it has the same idea. Mainly, in the Chinese horoscope, there are 12 signs, but with animal names. Rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, sheep, monkey, rooster, dog, pig. These signs are calculated after the year you were born and not after the month you were born in, like in the European horoscope. Probably the part of the horoscope most searched for, either European or Chinese, is the compatibility between signs. People usually want to know, out of curiosity or just because they are fascinated by the signs, if they are compatible with their partner or not. Chinese horoscope compatibility can be calculated very easily from the perspective of some theories. So, for starters, make a chart with your sign as the first in line, and from your sign, just count 5 signs, either clockwise or anti-clockwise. The last one from each sign is compatible with you. The same thing goes with signs you aren't compatible with, but counting with 4. Chinese horoscope compatibility seems for many more exact signs than the European one. Maybe it's because Chinese people are more meticulous and they have integrated every aspect of life and astrology into this horoscope. For many of us, the horoscope is a silly thing and we just read it for fun. But we just don't want to admit that we tend to or want to believe what it says. Some things that we read are actually true. And if they are also good news, then we say the horoscope is right. If the news is bad, then we just say it's a total scam. The horoscope, either the European one or the Chinese one, is made for those who really believe in astrology and in reading stars. People shouldn't guide their lives by what the horoscope says, because it can sometimes be disappointing, and there are so many exceptions to the rule.
Vocabulary. New words.
Blood.
Type.
Palm.
Renew.
Mysterious.
Condition.
Crazy.
Prove.
Digestive.
Breathe.
Reddish.
Nerve.
Droopy.
Stubborn.
Impatient.
Disease.
Energy.
Fit.
Otherwise.
Lack.
Confidence.
Tumor.
Treat.
Compare.
Smooth.
Entire.
Twisted.
Destiny.
Bold.
Irregular.
Social.
Butterfly.
Confident.
Determined.
Goal.
Compatible.
Politician.
Minister.
Broker.
Athlete.
Perfectionist.
Shy.
Surrounding.
Stable.
Thoughtful.
Fashionable.
Trend.
Flashy.
Romantic.
Setting.
Shun.
Reality.
Fantasy.
Department.
Economist.
Oriented.
Outgoing.
Charming.
Provide.
Critical.
Create.
Path.
Optimistic.
Hairdresser.
Journalist.
Dualistic.
Possess.
Trait.
Hesitant.
Easygoing.
Logical.
Trustworthy.
Concentration.
Intelligence.
Admirable.
Bartender.
Representative.
Proposal.
Donation.
Outline.
Metabolism.
Constellation.
Lunar.
Vacation.
Wonderland.
Tourist.
Calendar. Comprise.
Cycle.
Assign.
Legend.
Bid.
Rat.
Ox.
Rabbit.
Dragon.
Rooster.
Independent.
Passionate.
Aries.
Physically.
Horoscope.
Mainly.
Calculate.
Probably.
Compatibility.
Curiosity.
Fascinated.
Perspective.
Theory.
Chart.
Clockwise.
Anti-clockwise.
Meticulous.
Integrate.
Aspect.
Astrology.
Admit.
Tend.
Scam.
Exception.
Proper nouns.
Hans.
Buddha.